Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94 WIP. Danny Green was traded with a first-round pick, but I'll give Daryl Morey a little bit of a pass. To get rid of Al Horford, you had to have the Oklahoma City take his contract. So you had to give up a first-round pick. Here's what some people, and I talked to somebody, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, believe Daryl Morey possibly could be doing. Oklahoma City has cap room. So they could take Simmons without taking you where you had to take a player back. But I think Daryl Morey wants like three first-round picks. And then what he wants to do, he has this, he's delusional. He has this delusion, not illusion. I think the word should be delusion. That at the end of the year, he can get James Harden from the Nets with a sign-and-trade. Why would James Harden want to leave the Nets to come to the Sixers? But Daryl Morey is—he's in outer space too. He doesn't have a feel for reality. It's really a joke. All right, let me read. I'm going to read this scouting report. This was before the draft of Ben Simmons, March of 2016. Simmons' lack of competitiveness in crucial games has raised questions about his character. Those who know him best say he needs things to revolve around him on and off the court, and that he's often been closed-minded to coaching or instruction. It's almost like he knew what was going to happen down the line. But this scouting report by a guy named Jonathan Gavenny, on Ben Simmons. Is that amazing? And how many years have I said he doesn't accept coaching? He doesn't accept instruction. He got no heart. And we're going to send him to the Wizard to get courage and a heart. We're going to bypass all this other nonsense. And maybe the Wizard can have a little pity party for him. Maybe we can get Toto there and Dorothy and get the Cowardly Lion, you know, get them all to make Ben feel better. All right, let's, for those people that don't, that's a classic movie for your kids. So next time that movie's on and your kids are watching The Wizard of Oz, you got to watch it. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you don't, you stinking millennials. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Somebody really wound you up this morning, didn't they?
Yeah, well, what wound me up is watching or listening to all that nonsense yesterday,
yeah,
that we got to give Ben,
yeah,
space and we got to, and to even allude, and I am very sensitive to people with real mental illnesses. That is really a tough, tough situation for people. But
yeah,
for Simmons to even go down that road is disgraceful. And
well,
for this
Howard,
team to kind of buy into
something.
It.
You knew he was going to do something, and he's playing that. That's the card he's playing. It's a disgrace. And you know, they couldn't get rid of him. And, you know, they, listen, I had him traded Okay, I wanted him out of here after the first playoff series that this team played against Boston. When he hit it up in the court and he scored 2 points, I wanted him out of here. But they kept rolling with him. So, you know, this is on the Sixers. Plus, I did hear that scouting report just before the one you read. I heard that. So they ignored everything, Howard, you know?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram, as we know, and you can't go back, was the better pick. It's perfect for what they need. You think they could have used Brandon Ingram last night from three when they're up by 12?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe they lost that game. I mean, how does Embiid not have that surgery?
Because he didn't want to screw up his summer.
Howard, he just got a mega deal, and he doesn't get the surgery in the offseason?
I know. He's going to have a problem. He's going to have a problem all year. He's going to have a problem all year.
Look, this whole thing's going to – it's all going to come apart, you know, because he just gets hurt every year. And then he doesn't tend to.
It's hurt anyway, so why give yourself another out? I mean, the knee's not going to get better. Meniscus doesn't get better.
No. He's so big, Howard. When he goes up and then he flops on the floor. Easy for him to get hurt. He's so big.
There's no question. Big guys don't last a long time anyway. But the reality is, he needs to be the best physically he can be. He's not there in the fourth quarter. It's obvious he's not going to be able to play. If he can play 34 minutes, he's not going to be able to. And that's at the limit now. And you're going to need him at the end of games. You're going to need him not gassed.
Yeah.
And you're going to need him without whining about soreness in his knee. He's going to have surgery this year. During the season, you watch. It's going to get to the point where he's going to have the surgery. You watch.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Well, you got to look over, and Tobias is Robin. I mean, this team's not going anywhere.
They ought to bring the law enforcement in and put a bunch of those guys in handcuffs for stealing money. Daryl Morey, put him in handcuffs for stealing money. Glenn Rivers, put him in handcuffs for stealing money. Tobias Harris, put him in handcuffs for stealing money. Danny Green in there after those two air balls yesterday. All right, do you have a most aggravating player or coach?
Yeah, I do. And I got to win it this week, Howard.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm laying here off a hip surgery. All right, here we go. Briz Golov.
You know what? Briz is not – it's not bad.
It's
not bad. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to qualify you. You're qualified, okay? Relax there. All right, genius. All right, Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Al, good morning.
Good morning.
Look, I mean, I think, you know, players are always going to have each other's backs, at least publicly, if they're not fighting in the locker room or whatever. Don't waste your time with that, man. It's Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey. Those are the focuses and the frauds. I mean, Doc Rivers stinks. I mean, that fourth quarter last night, that rotation that he used, I mean, he just stinks.
A coach in the NBA lose more big leads late in games than Glenn Rivers? He's not Doc. You know that because there's only one Doc in Philadelphia, and that's Julius Erving. Glenn Rivers, have you ever seen a coach lose as many big leads late in games as Glenn Rivers?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done the research, but I guess he's right up there. But just, you know, to start off another season and right away he's pulling the shenanigans, like the lineups that he uses. I mean, even for a single moment, to have Danny Green guarding LaMarcus Aldridge is an absurdity. Like, I don't even know.
There might have been a reason for that with the people on the floor.
You can't have the people on the floor in that combination if that's the situation. And Daryl Morey.
Well, he's not a good coach.
And Daryl Morey to allow the whole offseason to go by and not sign some big that can play in Ben Simmons' slot, knowing that the point guard is now going to be Maxey.
You don't have to sign a big. You needed to make a trade. Yeah, I would have taken Malcolm Brogdon because at least he can play the position. That's all you need. You need somebody, you know, and Glenn Rivers whined about not being able to move the ball around to shooters in the fourth quarter. Well, you know, he kind of alluded, obviously, to not having Ben Simmons. Well, then that's Daryl Morey's fault. The Sixers are as big a problem as Ben Simmons because they didn't move on. Stop with this. We're not going to take anything less than his value. His value is what it is. You already know that by the offers you've gotten for him. You're going to get less now than you got before. This is nonsense.
No, it is nonsense. And that starting lineup is nonsense. You can't have a team that starts Curry, Green, and Maxey. That's not an NBA team. It's way too small. You can't win that way. No way. Okay, so that's ridiculous.
Well, if you had shooters, there are teams that play small lineups. So if you have good enough shooters, you can. Seth Curry is the only really better than average three-point shooter. Nobody else on that team is better than average shooting from threes.
All right, Howard. I'll give you my aggravating player.
Coach.
Well,
I'm just going with
Aaron Nola. Okay, it's multiple seasons now.
Yeah, for different reasons. That's not bad.
He's coming up small in big games.
It's aggravating. No, that's not bad. You're in the mix. That's not bad because you do get aggravated with him. And you should get aggravated. Let's go to Lamont. What the hell do you want today?
Hey, good morning, Howard. You're spot on this morning, buddy. All of them up.
I'm spot on most of the time.
Hey, Doc Rivers is something else. He need to be locked up. Daryl Morey need to be locked up.
Taking out in the handcuffs for stealing money. Yeah.
And Jeffrey Lurie. All of them need to be locked up.
Well, Jeffrey Lurie's not stealing money. He tries to spend what he can. Now, all the decisions by the organization haven't been the right ones, but I don't know that they would let... Hey, listen, Carson Wentz was an issue, so what did they do? They got rid of him. Okay, so they did what they had to do. You know, Daryl Morey is a joke. He's a joke.
Worse for doing what he did.
Yeah, he's a joke.
Unbelievable, Howard. I tell you, Howard, and Sirianni this week with the 10 days off, see what type of product he put on the field Sunday.
I'm telling you, they're going to win on Sunday. I hate to break the news to you. They're going to win on Sunday.
Howard, they losing Sunday, man.
Okay. I bet you a dollar for charity.
Okay, you got it. Howard.
Yeah, I know you'll
break it. Hey, Howard. Yeah. I'm listening all day, Howard. I'm here.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have you. I guess. Like a Cowboys fan. Just what I need. I didn't even mention that Dak Prescott may miss a couple of games, but we'll see. I don't think he's going to play the next game. They have a bye week this week. I don't think he's going to play the next game, but we'll see. 215-592-9494. I do want to talk about the Eagles if we can, but obviously it's Ben Simmons' pity party. This is the, I'm sorry I didn't, but they have plenty of good pastries here at the Borgata, Bill Matt's here. I got him a nice stuffed croissant. I don't know what's in that croissant. It's either banana cream, vanilla cream, cheese, I don't even know, sweet cream, whatever. It's good. But they have great cakes here, too. So I should have gotten some cakes at our broadcast location so I could have given out cake to people for this pity party for Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. Do want to talk about the Eagles. By the way, it was a big anniversary yesterday in Philadelphia, and I'll get to that when we come back as well. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56. In football, it's here, and that means great food to accompany the game every week. During that game tomorrow, you'll be wanting to eat a lot of that DeBruno Brothers food. That's where you need to go to make it special. What really sets them apart is the incredible team of people they have working with each customer to make their experience special. I actually was walking around town this week, and I stopped at their location on Chestnut Street. I guess it's between 17th and 18th, I think. I just walk. So I stopped in, saw all the nice people there, picked up some stuff and brought it back to the station, had something to eat. The Bruno Brothers has been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. They have all the classics for a great snacking spread, cheese charcuterie, any pasta, incredible snacks, sandwiches, and all the sweet treats too, like cookies. cakes and cupcakes. Maybe get some stuff there for the pity party. Stop in any of their 6 retail locations, including that brand new sensational location in Wayne, and load up at DeBruno Brothers at DeBruno.com. Catering is good too, by the way. They have the friendliest people there to help you make big or small get-togethers absolutely delicious. That's DeBruno.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.